Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Ashley Iaconetti.
Ben Higgins, hey.
Get to talk to you for the first time in a long time. Last week, I felt like it was just cut short. You know, the podcast wasn't as long as we typically get to have. And today, it's just you and I.
It's actually so nuts. The last time I was in this room looking at you on Skype was like 4 weeks ago, because we did the Switcheroo podcast, then we did the Napa Valley one, and then last week we were remote.
Isn't that sad?
Isn't that nuts?
We're back, and there's so much to talk about. I'm telling you, it's wild to think that we're less than a month away from the start of The Bachelorette. Before we jump into Bachelorette talk, Ashley, I know that there's been some things going on in your life that have kind of had, you know, a little funk. And so if any of our listeners out there are going, you know what, Ashley just, she feels a little heavy today. Just her spirit is a little bit heavier than what we're used to. Ashley, we need help. You need help more than I do. I need a lot of help most of the times in my life, but right now you need help. And we're going to open up to our listeners to help be your counselor. Okay. And so listeners, here's how it's going to go. Ashley's going to give you a little background, tell you about the story that's happening. I have very little advice for her because I haven't dealt with this situation before in my life. And then we're going to ask you to email us at benandashley@iheartmedia.com. All of your suggestions, all of your insights, all of your knowledge, all of your sweet little words of help and care for Ashley and Jared. Ashley and Jared, you're going through a really tough time. Jared's there beside you. Let's talk about it.
You're definitely making it sound like it's some like serious relationship issue. It actually has to do with a dog, guys, everyone out there. So about a week ago, my sister's actually been trying to get this dog adopted for a couple weeks now because she has this friend at school whose mother-in-law was wanting to get rid of their 12 and a half year old lab German Shepherd mix. And she used to take it for like one walk a day. She was over taking care of it. The lady's older. I wouldn't say necessarily old enough that she couldn't take care of a dog or like debilitated in any way. But they decided to not just take the dog out for one walk a day, but that they were going to move into an apartment complex that didn't accept dogs. So they were just going to bring the dog to the pound, a shelter, just be done with the dog after 12 and a half years, which just makes me like sad to my soul that anybody would do that. I'm sorry. I'm judging them. It's really very crazy for me to think that like this soul that has been in your life for so long, you can just throw it away basically. So my sister and I, we've adopted three dogs over the past 3 years, which is insane. And we have no more room. We have two dogs that live with us, of the ones that we've adopted, and one lives with my parents. We have no more room to take care of this dog. But last week, Jared and I were away for about 10 days. So my sister said that she was going to take the dog in, try to find it a home, and then deal with it when we came back because she could deal with two dogs in the house. So Jared and I get home last night, and the situation isn't good. It's just our dog, Lois, was not having another dog in the house, and we can't deal with it either. We tried to separate them. They were getting kind of violent, and they were just like scratching at the doors and barking whenever they couldn't get with each other. And I'm obviously going on a tangent here. You don't need to know all this detail. What makes me sad is that Jared had to go and this morning, bring him to, we wanted to take him to a sanctuary, which is basically where old dogs who don't have homes or have been given up or have owners that have passed away go and run free. Well, we learned when he took the dog to the sanctuary that those dogs actually come from shelters. Like the sanctuaries go to shelters and seek out old dogs so that they can live their last years in happiness. So the only option we really have is to bring this dog to the shelter now, which was what the whole process over the past couple of weeks has been trying to avoid. But we don't know what else there is to do. And it just sucks because I feel like I want to help every other dog in this world. And I think about all the dogs in shelters. And like, what are you going to do? I donate to the ASPCA. I adopted three dogs, but this time there's like nothing I can do to help. And it sucks. And if any of you guys are listening and you live in Southern California or you want to take the drive out here and you want to give a 12 and a half year old dog a lawn to run in for the last couple years of the last maybe year of its life. I mean, a German Shepherd lab mix, I can't imagine it's going to last much longer than like 13 and a half years. But yeah, you can let me know. I'm going to put it on my Instagram. And Ben, I know you have nothing else to say about this.
No, I do.
But like, what am I supposed to say?
This is a really tough real life situation. And to sum up Ashley's story, please email us at benandashley@iheartmedia.com with all of your insights into this. This is just tough. We got a dog that's getting old. Ashley's heart is heavy. Jared's heart is heavy. It's not a situation that's working out for the two of them. And on top of that, they travel all the time. So this poor dog would be sitting alone in their apartment, really upset with this small little white dog that's been around since the beginning.
Two little small white dogs. We've got two small little white dogs. And so, we have them portable sized so that we can travel with them. Because Gergie and Lois go everywhere. They go on planes all the time. This dog can't go on planes. And that was even if they did get along.
So please email us all of your thoughts, all of your questions, all of your insights. Just Ashley's and Jared's real life being displayed here on this podcast, the Almost Famous Podcast. So we love you. And just like we need our listeners, we all need a little help in life. When I think of help in life, one of the first companies that come to my mind is ZipRecruiter. Hiring used to be so hard for me. With a couple companies that we have up and going right now, finding the right staff is so important. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, a confusing review process. But today, hiring can be easy. You can only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter.com/Ben. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. School is almost done. That's wild, isn't it? Let's see. Jeez. And it can be hard to find an internship, let alone a job. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Ben. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ben. ZipRecruiter.com/Ben. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Hey, we've recruited today. We've gotten so many emails on the Almost Famous Podcast about this next guest. Since the very beginning, I bet this next guest has gotten at least top 5 amount of emails from any person that we haven't had on the show yet. This person is somebody that a lot of us in Bachelor Nation look up to, is good friends with the masses in Bachelor Nation, and Ashley Iaconetti loves her a ton. We also have a new producer who's sitting in studio right now named Danielle. Danielle, just say hi real quick.
Hi.
And Danielle has a story to share with our next guest once we bring her on. Why wait? Let's bring her on now. Charlene Joint, welcome to the Almost Famous Podcast.
Thank you for having me, guys. I am honored to be here.
Yay, Charlene. How have we done this podcast for 2 years? I think this is like almost our 2-year anniversary, Ben, and we've never had Charlene. That's freaking weird.
Honestly, I think it's freaking weird that I'm here. Like, I'm shocked that people have requested me. Thank you.
Charlene, there's something about you that people still, like, even though you weren't on the show during the Instagram age, people love you, still talk about you to this day.
I'm flattered. Thank you.
Yeah. Our producer here wants to tell a little story about your ringy dingy.
This is a really random story, but I just got married in October. And
yay, Danielle. Yay.
But when we were going through the whole ring shopping phase, I had sent him, my husband, a picture of your ring because I loved it. And it was a random picture of you like eating an ice cream sandwich with your engagement ring. And that's what I used to pick out my ring. And I have a very similar ring to yours.
That makes it, I know exactly the photo you're talking about. And actually, my biggest takeaway from that, everyone was like, give me a break. This isn't a photo of an ice cream sandwich. It's a photo of your ring.
Yeah, you're showing off your bling.
And that's my big takeaway from that photo. But I'm so happy that you got your ring.
So thank you.
This is actually, Charlene, this is Danielle's very first podcast with the Almost Famous Podcast. And she let us know right away. I mean, how crazy is it that your inspiration has allowed her to have a voice on this podcast on day one?
That's a really great story. I'm happy to hear it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And my husband thanks you as well because it was very easy for him to figure it out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was less easy with the ring. He was like, well, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know. I'll know it when I see it.
So, Charlene, we have a segment on this podcast, and
I feel wrong. Don't say it, Ben.
I have to say it.
No, I don't like it. I saw it on the rundown, and I don't like it.
I don't like it either, but we're going to do it. Charlene, I ask for a little bit of grace in this moment, because we've had a segment that means nothing more than the fact that you're coming on and that you've been on the show in the past. But in the off season, we bring somebody on that says, who the heck are you? Because what the whole segment's supposed to be is people from Bachelor Nation that are loved, that are cared about, that have been requested by our listeners, but we've maybe missed them and haven't heard from them in a while. So Charlene, welcome to the Who the Heck Are You segment.
That's a great title.
With that, can you please catch any listeners up? Because now, I mean, it's weird. I just turned 30 and Ashley's in her 30s. It's been a while since some of us have been on the show. Just in case there's some listeners out there that are maybe in their teens and didn't watch the show when you were on. Can you please give all of our listeners a little rundown of what your season was like, whose season you were on, and why people may know you?
Oh, I have to do this? Oh, man. So I was on the show 5 years ago. I was on Juan Pablo's season. And when I say that, it usually elicits groans. But he actually wasn't so bad. And, yeah, my claim to fame, I guess, are leaving on my own and being an opera singer. Ashley, does that sound about right?
Yeah. What I love about Charlene is that if you do follow her blog, allthepretypandas.com, she does, you do, it's in coordination with another magazine. What's the magazine called that you do your reviews with?
Yeah, Flair. I like to do more articles with them. And we've talked about this before, about our recapping on the side.
You're a notorious recapper, though. You're so good at them.
I feel the same way about you. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you.
From you.
I honestly think that I was inspired by your recaps because they are very authentic and you're not afraid to talk about what goes on behind the scenes. And you're also not afraid to defend people who may not look that good because you're able to see it from a different perspective and you're able to like give a little bit of an insight as to what you think they may have been thinking in that moment.
I appreciate that. I mean, I try my darndest to do that. I don't know what, something about going on that show and it's not even like I watched myself back and was like, oh, that's so horribly not who I am. It's more that, I don't know, you feel like there's so much left unsaid and there's so much more to every person on the show. It's like I kind of had a bit of a chip on my shoulder, I guess, to sort of right the wrongs, I guess.
Why is it? I mean, I do see oftentimes during a season that your name is brought up on defending somebody for, you know, the actions that were being taken, that were being done. Why do you feel like that is your role, or why is that chip existing on your shoulder?
I don't know if I'm always defending people. I just, it's hard to, I mean, you can both attest to this, but when you've been on the show, it's hard to not watch it through the lens of a former contestant. And when you hear someone's sentence is clearly chopped up or, you know, this, how obviously some things are out of order chronologically, I just can't help myself. Like I want people to know. It's even, and sometimes it'll work in someone's favor and sometimes it won't. Like I am not afraid to jump on the bandwagon when I think someone's behaving badly, but when I think it's truly just a matter of a lack of self-awareness and maybe, you know, trusting the producer a little too much, like I cannot keep that to myself.
I mean, I look back on your season, right? And I remember watching, and I know that you and Ashley have a good friendship outside. I know a lot of the women on my season really appreciate you as well. I've heard your name brought up many times. But I remember, and we haven't talked about a ton on this podcast, but I remember watching your season of The Bachelor, and Juan Pablo was The Bachelor at the time. And he was obviously criticized, and still is to this day, as not being the most likable Bachelor in history. Do you defend him? Do you agree with the masses? Do you get where everybody's coming from?
I defend him on a near daily basis, I would
Why?
Say. And not in a, like, oh, he's so wonderful kind of way. Just, you know, especially when it's been 5 years since I was on the show, it's one of the defining features of my, you know, Bachelor experience that I was on his season, and he's still well known for being, you know, so quote-unquote terrible. But as you know, being on the other side of it as a contestant on his season, he was truly a gentleman to me and was just not, I think his curse is that he wasn't able to sort of go through the motions and, you know, he didn't do things just for the sake of like, they're the right thing to do. And I think that really does not translate well on TV, especially when you're dealing with people's feelings and women who like sacrificed a lot to be there. It just makes him seem, you know, like callous, but truly if you were looking at the way he behaved in like a real world sense, he was simply more interested in some women than others and didn't really have the time or the patience to pretend.
He just wasn't a good pretender, I think.
Oh, he was, yeah, terrible pretender. I still remember, like, at the tail end of my second one-on-one, we had to do this, like, sponsored thing for these, like, paddle boards that had lights coming out of the bottom. And we were just exhausted. It was the end, you know, it was the end of the date. But I feel like any other bachelor would be like, okay, well, you know, let's do it. Let's go out on these paddle boards and, like, make out on the paddle board the night. And he was just, like, he was, like, a little bitch about it. He was like, I don't want to do this. Like, I don't want to do this paddleboard scene. And it was like, you know, I didn't mind. Like, I didn't really want to do it either. But I do feel like, you know, 9 out of 10 bachelors, and I'm sure you would have been like, all right, we'll do it. We'll do the paddleboard scene.
Production hated him.
Yeah, I'm and you sure. can see why. It's like he made all these little things so much more difficult than they had to be. There's no question.
Yeah.
But is that a bad thing that I would have done it? Yeah, I definitely would have done it.
No, I actually think that you are one of the most beloved bachelors of all, to this day, whenever anyone like talks about the show to anyone. Like, you were the season that people remember. Like, you're like the, you know, the ultimate bachelor. It's true. I'm not just blowing smoke right now.
I'm going to talk to you and Ashley for a second. Ashley gets to talk to me every week. She's one of my closest friends in this bachelor world. And Charlene, I do hear from most people, most of the women on my season or women I run, they love you. They appreciate they do look up to you. I don't know you personally, but you must have something about you that other women and other men, when they're around you, they go, yeah, she's somebody that I just enjoy, appreciate, or find interesting. So let's talk for a second, because you just said something that we've never touched on in this podcast. If this is true, right? And I'm not claiming it's not, because I do hear that, you know, you are one of the most favorite bachelors, or maybe the statement is you were the best bachelor, or you did it the best. It's starting to feel more and more.
Not to interrupt, but I'm very good friends with Nick, and I've never told him that.
well, that's fair. You're honest, and I appreciate that. But here's what's happening as time goes on. It's feeling less and less like a compliment, and it's feeling more and more like I'm a little bit insecure when somebody says it, because and I'm because of what you just said before with, you know, he couldn't fake it or whatever. He just had to be to himself the whole time. For me, even though I didn't fake it, and there's very few moments I could name, maybe two, that I was in a situation that I just didn't want to be in, and I did it for the sake of the show. Mm. And I could name those. I'm just not going to, because it'd be offensive to the person that I was on the date with or around. Yeah. But for the most part, I really did try to do it to the betterment of the women, to myself, and to the production team, because there's 200 people that work that show and that rely on this show to make them a living. Is it a compliment? Should I kind of cringe when I'm told it, or should I let it soak in and enjoy it and take it with me now as my life continues and The Bachelor becomes less a part of my legacy? Should I hold that close to my heart and say, no, I did this well?
Yes.
Yes.
In short, yes.
Yeah, yeah, I agree too. I mean,
I think not an easy thing to do.
I think possibly you could have been more true to yourself and like freed yourself up a bit, like, because you probably felt like you were holding on to like a lot of tension at that time because you were trying to be so well behaved. But I think for the sake of the girls on the show and for the sake of the whole crew, you did a very lovely thing for them.
And for what it's worth, I mean, audiences are not dumb. Like, they can tell when someone is faking it. Like, it was clear you're just a considerate, perceptive, like, courteous person. Like, yeah, you might have done a couple things you didn't want to do, but I've never... Here's the thing. When anyone thinks someone is faking it even slightly, people are not afraid to let that be known. Like, so you just seemed, like, well-behaved and well-spoken. It didn't seem like you were putting on anything. I think that that's something you should just let wash over you and give you a warm, fuzzy feeling.
Yeah, that's a nice thing, because... You are just like, you put other people's feelings and like their jobs before yours. And that's beautiful.
It is. Wow. It's so interesting. It's so true. And for the record, the context of the whole paddleboard with the light, you know, the context of that was a moment where I could see why he wasn't liked. You know, I called him a little bitch about it. I don't, I think that it's just something of which to be proud that you would have done it, even though you're retired, you didn't want to do it. It's one of the things you sign up for. It's your duty as bachelor.
Yeah,
it is. And then, you know, it is, it's just an interesting world to live in, but you get, I mean, I hope you understand where I'm coming from when I say, yeah, now as I get older and it's farther and farther in the past, it doesn't feel like as much of a compliment as maybe it did when it first happened. And people like, you're loved. I was telling Colton this the other night. I was with Colton. I was like, Colton, people adore you. They love you. But just know that, like, that's not going to be that cool anymore in 5 years. Like, you being a good bachelor isn't that tight. Once, like, you know, you have, you know, hopefully Cassie and him have kids or they get married or whatever. And then, like, the pressures of a job start setting in again and the world stops recognizing you. And then you're, you know, getting asked to show up to shows and everybody else is like 26 years old, just getting off the show. And you're like, yeah, I'm 34 at a meet and greet. This sounds great. You know, so
the other side of that coin is in 5 years, you know, you'll remember this so fondly and it'll be such a non-part of your life that it'll just be a pleasant surprise if and when you hear it. Mm. It'll be a little trip down memory lane, you know? As someone who was on the show 5 years ago, when someone, you know, miraculously recognizes me or tells me that they read my blog, it's kind of cool. Like, in the beginning, that first year or two, it's full on. We all know that, and I'm sure you guys still experience that quite a bit. But as it fades, like, it's for the most part really cool, but that said, when someone does remember you, that means they're pretty diehard if it's been 5 years. And it's so nice when someone, you know, takes the time out of their day to tell you that you made an impact on them. Mm. All I'm saying is enjoy it. Stop overthinking it then.
Yes. I agree. Charlene, I have so many questions for you. We're going to get like a little bit like dirty now. Because I want to like get some juice out of you.
Okay.
Who were you friends with on your season that you're still friends with today?
You know, time passes. It's not just to make it sound like I'm not friends with, like, the people that I was really close with straight off my season were Kelly, Nikki somewhat, Andy Dorfman, and Kat.
Okay.
So, but like, I don't know, none of them live in the city. Oh, actually, that's not true. Andy lives in the city. It's just like what brought you together was this unique experience.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have that sort of continuing on in your life, I don't know, I don't have ill will towards anyone. It's just sort of like, we're just not close. Like, I still text Kelly all the time, and you're in touch with everyone, but it's just not the same, you know, it's the same degree.
This goes beyond.
In the beginning, it feels like you're, like, going to get tattoos. You're going to be friends forever.
Right. I know. It's so crazy how, like, some of the strongest friendships are built on the show, but then it's interesting which ones last and which ones were, like, a star that just burned bright and then burnt out. It's, like, so weird, but something that I'm experiencing now, and it's not just a bachelor thing, it's something that I think a lot of girls experience, is once they find their guy and they're engaged and they're getting married, friendships start changing. Because with all my single friends, I used to just bond about being single and like guy struggles and stuff with. And now ever since I've been with Jared, you see like, you don't relate to those friends as much, or like you have other friends that are getting into serious relationships as well. It's a weird time of life for female relationships, I think. I'm not sure, Ben, do guys do the same thing? Like, when you do get coupled up, do you find yourself relying less on your friendships and you just put everything almost into the relationship?
You know, it's interesting. Charlene, I don't know if you have heard, but I've had a girlfriend, a wonderful girlfriend, who's really made my life a lot better here in the last couple months. And I was telling Ashley about it earlier, and we had this conversation this weekend. And one of the things that we talked about was that we hope as a couple here, as we do continue to date and we do get closer and we do start to build on, you know, the relationship we have, that we never give up those friendships, because I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen in relationships around me, and it becomes, the relationship is just too interdependent, and you're too dependent on each other. and that you lost your kind of edge and you lost your it factor when it comes to you and your friends. You've lost the ability to explore and adventure outside of your relationship. And so, yes, I do think it happens to guys. I think it is something that is a natural transition because this person is your closest friend, your confidant, your lover on all levels. They know you best and they care about you most. But there is still that level of friendship that I think is vitally important to keep, even if it doesn't always feel convenient.
I agree with you, Ben, but I think what I meant more is like, you have always been the single guy of your married mm-hmm. friends.
Yeah.
So maybe you're not relating the way that I'm talking about with Charlene. Like, did you feel like once you got together with Andy, you had less things to talk about with your single girlfriends who you always would just like complain about guys or share dating stories with?
Can I jump in?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Andy and I talked about this when we first met, and it's very real, unfortunately, with female friendships, but actually with male friendships too. But you can really tell who your friends are by not how they are when things are rough. You know, everyone thinks it's all about having a shoulder to cry on and like you're there for me when the going gets tough. But it's actually the opposite. It's when you're genuinely happy that you can tell who your true friends are.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
It's sad, actually. But and I mean, it was something that I'm sure you're dealing with now, and I have absolutely dealt with. And it does definitely make you, you know, just reconsider your certain friendships, for sure.
Just to chime in then to answer that, I always have been the single. We've talked about in the podcast a bunch. My dynamic with my friendships have always been the single friend, a bunch to the married friends. And so I don't know what that's going to look like or how it's changed for me, because now I just feel like I fit into the mold a little better. Right.
That's
now
nice.
I'm a part of the team and I'm not the outside look. I'm not on the outside looking in.
Aww. Yeah. That's cute.
You know, like that's kind of it, is where there's no longer the victim mentality I can hold or the sympathy I get from my friends on, oh, we're going to find you somebody. Oh, that person's waiting for you out there. They're going to be there.
Oh,
now
I know.
It's like, let's move on from that. Let's make life happen. And I'm no longer your project. So
yeah.
I think in that world, yes, it happens. Guys, girls, whatever.
Yeah. I always find myself feeling guilty when like I'm talking about my relationship and then I'm looking over to my single friend and I'll be like, we're gonna find you someone, like who can we set you up with? It's just like, oh, it's just such a pity party, and it doesn't feel good.
Yeah, I mean, I know exactly the feeling where you actually are sort of censoring what you're saying mm-hmm. based on who you're with.
Yeah,
but God, you're like, you're so happy, everything's so great, you should just enjoy it.
Yeah. All right, more random questions for Charlene now. Well, actually, this kind of rolls over in that conversation. When it came to inviting people from the Bachelor franchise to your wedding with Andy, how'd that go about? How did you pick and choose? Because we had some pretty famous faces there. We had Becca, we had Nick, we had Chris Soules, Andy. How'd you go about that? Because it's a very sensitive subject because it's a family.
It is. And it is a family. And it's also, there are a lot of feuds and just sort of people that, you know, some people you're close with and you should be equally close with someone else, but you just, you know, you just don't really connect with them in the same way. I'm sure you're facing this or have been facing it. I just, honestly, I was a little ruthless when it came to wedding stuff. We knew we wanted 100 people, and it just came down to like who I really bond with. And it would matter to me that, you know, wouldn't ruffle feathers like down the line, if that
mm-hmm.
makes sense.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Like there was a sort of hierarchy. Like these are the most important people who I'm super close with. And it's like, yeah, I could invite this like other person, but if that primary person is not thrilled about it, then I just, you know, I don't feel so passionately that I'm going to go there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, this world is a funny one. It's, you know, only so many degrees of separation in every direction.
Yeah. I think Jared, my general idea is that like we're inviting Bachelor family who has been with us through it all and who we socialize with in a like just like on our own, not bachelor related events, not professional only events, just like people who are actually part of our everyday life and friends have been through it all.
Yeah, they serve a deeper purpose for you in your life than just like the occasional Instagram photo. It's
right
about them being there.
Yeah,
totally.
So, Chris,
so exciting.
It is. It's very exciting. Thank you.
It is super exciting.
I met you at was it Caitlin Bristow? Was that the first time we met? No, we met before
No. I was wondering if you were going to bring this up, how we first met.
Oh my God, we met randomly in a deli.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. Okay, this is a good story. So I was in a casting. I was through like to like the talking to the producer's face, not just like I had submitted a tape. And Charlene was one of my favorites from Juan Pablo's season. And I saw her in a deli in New York. And I went up to her. I go, this is so awkward, but I'm in casting in the process. And do you have any advice for me?
I still feel like a shit about this.
Why?
Do you not remember what I told you?
Did you say don't do it?
I said think twice about doing it.
Oh my God, how hilarious.
That'll go down in history as the worst advice ever given to any bachelor.
So funny.
I mean, in my defense, I was like, it was the period after the show where it's hardest. But I still feel really bad about that.
I feel like it was during the airing or like 1 month after Juan Pablo season wrapped airing. Because I think it was like something in like April that. Or May of that year. Yeah.
I was like at peak fame and peak like, you know, criticism from trolls and not kind of wondering why I'd done it. And, you know, it looked like it could have possibly been bad for my career. And it was just like, I was definitely not in like a rosy-hued place about the show.
Well, it's a backhanded compliment.
Listen to me.
I was going to say, it was like a backhanded compliment, but like I didn't really remember your advice, so there you go.
Okay, good. That's all you need. Yeah, I think we exchanged numbers, and then you texted me when you were doing casting weekend.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
that. And then while you were filming, I had texted, like Alon and I were texting, mm-hmm. and I told him about our deli meet, and he said, no pun intended, and he said, like, and what did you tell her? And I was like, to think twice about doing that, and he was like, oh.
Well, that's a very funny story. I saw you again when there was a taping for Caitlin's season, the day in which Nick went on Caitlin's season. Like, all these monumental times, you and me. When it comes to
that. And also your Valentine's Day event.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
That was fun. I
mean, yeah, they have these big sort of, we had good meet.
How did you become good friends with Nick?
You know, it actually all stems from my recap. He was a classic case of me defending the sort of villain. I just really didn't think he was all that bad. Mm-hmm. I found him pretty entertaining and he broke the fourth wall a lot, and I really applaud that on my, you know, on my recap. I'm like, yay, breaking the fourth wall, looking into the camera. And
it's so the greatest thing that can happen for the show, is breaking the fourth wall more.
I mean, it's happening more and more, and they're clearly less and less afraid to show it.
Yeah.
But so we kind of, you know, as it happens, we sort of ended up DMing each other, and he's in the city doing, I don't know, some morning show, and this is at the tail end of Andy's season, obviously, and then we just sort of became friends. He became close with Andy as well, so he's sort of one of our favorite third wheels. He's a good time.
Okay, so Chris Soules was invited to your wedding. He attended your wedding, and it was, as far as I know, one of his big outings after his accident. It was a couple months after his accident. You still keep in touch with Chris, and how is he doing? Can you give us an update on that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to talk about the, as you know, as you can understand, the ins and outs of that. But yeah, no, I've actually met Chris. You were there on that thing. You know, Becca's blog launch at the...
Yeah.
At the bus. It was that weekend where we met him. We had met him like two nights before with Nick. And we just like bonded with him so hard. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah, like it's how that must have been fun. Like, I feel like he was probably a super fun bachelor.
He was like, I think he was a little bit out of his element as the bachelor, but the times that I spent with him outside of filming, like a year or so removed, so much fun. Just like brings so much warmth and love to a room.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He does not have like a mean or menacing bone in his body. He's just such a the ultimate fun-loving teddy bear.
Yeah. And he's such like a dad's guy. Like, dads love crystals, you know?
sure they do. He's very salt of the earth that way.
Yeah, yeah.
So then we sort of bonded with him and hung out with him a couple times in the city. And then we were like, want to come to a wedding? And he was like, yeah.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, it was a good time. We saw him recently, actually, in the city just a couple weekends ago.
Oh, good. I heard that he made another trip over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Charlene, we're taking up a ton of your time today.
I know, I'm so sorry.
And I know you're an extremely busy person, but we have to celebrate with you a little bit because you haven't been on the podcast in the 2 years that this has been going on. That's not fair for anybody involved.
I just want to start quickly and give you a clapping emoji because, I mean, this is a really awesome podcast. You guys are killing it. Congratulations.
We fake it so well. It's really amazing how good we are at just faking this. And then it's really great that this show is on television year over year over year, 3 times a year for us to break down and talk about people that are new every year. We have a blast with this podcast, Charlene, but thank you for that. I appreciate it. But we have to talk about your wonderful looking husband. He's a great looking fella. I'm looking at him now. I Googled him.
She calls him the Jewish Richard Gere.
He's so good looking.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll be very happy to hear.
Just a stud. Will you tell us really quick about your love story, how you met, and what life has looked like over the last 2 years before we say goodbye to you?
If you think it's of interest.
We love love.
Oh, everyone loves love. Yeah, he'll be very flattered to hear that. He spends a lot of time with bachelor people, and he's extremely confident and not in an arrogant way, but I think, whatever anyone in the bachelor sphere deems him, conventionally attractive, he's like, that's not that. we met in a very rare way nowadays. Not as rare as Ashley and Jared. Obviously, but we happened to sit next to each other at a fundraiser one night on a rainy night when both my girlfriends bailed on the plans because it was like torrential downpour, and his friend bailed on him too. And I don't know, something drew me to this event that night, despite the weather. And I happened to sit next to him. And if anyone had been with me, I wouldn't have sat there because it's only one seat. And yeah, we just sat next to each other, on our phones, as we do. And I think he was sort of observing me and sort of trying to figure out what my deal was. And then he just struck up a conversation, and the rest was history. I knew within 5 minutes that it was, legit. There was something special.
It's that, I mean, I'm telling you, that is a story that we all hope to have, and some people out there have found them. This brings me to a great point. Charlene has been an amazing guest. No wonder people love her. If you're out there listening and you have a love story similar to Charlene's, where all of a sudden you're at a random place at a random time, we like to say on this podcast, Charlene, that if you took a second in your day to think back of how you're actually sitting in the place that you are in the time that you are. So think about the small events that got you to this place, to the city that you're in, to live in whatever apartment you're living in and have the friendships that you have. It'd be a really incredible story and journey to tell. So I want to hear yours. Please email us at benandashley@iheartmedia.com. Email us the small little things that have happened in your life that have made the biggest impact long term. Charlene, your story is one that a lot of people listening, I'm sure, are going, now that is something special. Never knowing when love's going to be found, but she found it.
Can I add a twist to it?
Yeah.
I was invited to this event by someone I had gone on 2 match dates with 3 years before, and I'd stayed platonic friends with. And Andy was at this event to be a swipe to girl right on Tinder. So even though we did not meet online, we met because of online dating.
Pretty cool.
What?
So whenever a friend bemoans the perils of online dating, I'm like, just get on there. You never know.
You never know. We have so many stories about it. I mean, we talked about it. We actually, I think, had a podcast last year that we asked for stories of online dating encounters. And I think it's time to do that again. It's been a year. People are dating still, right? Is that still a thing in 2019? People still dating?
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Somewhat's actually the better response.
Hey, Charlene, you're awesome. You're great. We appreciate you. And also, I just want to let you know, and I mean this, just because I have heard it, thank you for being so great to the women getting off of the season of The Bachelor that I was a part of. because I know that you were a great influence for them and you gave them a safe place to talk to and land on. And I really appreciate that. Even though I don't get to talk to those women very often, it made me feel warm and fuzzy inside knowing that they had somebody like you. So thank you.
And make sure to check out our blog, allthepretypandas.com. And you're an opera singer. Are you on tour right now, or are you stationed anywhere at a theater?
I'm generally freelance, so I go where the contracts take me.
Right.
So, yeah. You know how it is. I'll have a contract, and then I have like a slow period, and then I'm singing again.
So yeah.
It's good. I get to have the best of both worlds.
It's really nice. It's a nice lifestyle. All right. Thank you, Charlene.
You guys, thank you. I'm very honored. Like, I'm like the least relevant person ever.
No, you're actually not. You're really not. We can name a lot more. We just won't be rude to them right now.
Thank you for having me. It means a lot.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
That was Who the Heck Are You with Charlene Joint, one of Bachelor Nation's favorite contestants of all time. Speaking of favorites, Ashley, it's time for you to tell our listeners about one of your favorites, Open Fit.
Yeah, love Open Fit. It's really helping me get toned up for the wedding. Open Fit takes all the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your own living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. A lot of the time, I kind of think it's a lie when people are like, I don't have any time. Well, you probably have 10 minutes. Just like think about just a half an hour that you're sitting on the couch. You can take that TV show, enjoy it while you're still working out with Open Fit. Everybody is different and Open Fit gets that. So if you have 10 minutes, you might be like, I don't want to do jumping jacks or I don't want to do this. No, that's another excuse you can't use because they personalize your needs with a custom tailored original content. There are so many classes that you can take that are led by some of the most effective trainers in the world. Trainers who know how to get results quick. Just press play and work out on your schedule. You can do it on your computer, your web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, Roku, anything that you have streaming internet to. Imagine 10-minute workouts that could pack the fat-burning, muscle-building, body-sculpting benefits of a much longer session into just a fraction of time. One of my favorites for these 10-minute blocks are 600 seconds with Devin Wiggins, because 10 minutes is really 600 seconds, if you guys didn't want to do the math there. You can join us on a fitness journey personalized just for you by using our code ALMOSTFAMOUS and getting Open Fit started today. Right now, during the Open Fit 30-Day Challenge, our listeners are going to get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to Open Fit, where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text. I like the way that this is a text. Text Almost Famous to 303030, and you will get full access to Open Fit, all the workouts and nutritional information totally free. Again, that's just text Almost Famous to 303030. Then you're going to have Open Fit 30-Day Challenge where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days and you can do it all for free. Just text Almost Famous to 303030.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash. an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once. It's tough for even the most watchful mom and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands that. That's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things that young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening. Because they believe that their product should provide more than just power, they should also provide peace of mind. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience.
The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
This week in Bachelor Nation, there's a couple hot topics that we got to discuss. It's the off season, and this is when we get to dive into the things happening around Bachelor Nation and some of our contestants' lives that we all love and adore. Bachelor in Paradise isn't that far away, and one of Bachelor in Paradise's favorite couples, Crystal and Chris, they had an ad this week on their Instagram. And I mean, I guess this worked because now we're promoting the ad as well. If you haven't seen it, you got to go out and watch it. Here's a sneak peek at what happened. In the ad, it shows Crystal manscaping Chris. Ashley, you and I both have strong thoughts on this. I'll let you start and I'll close in where you don't, what you don't touch on.
Okay. Well, I have no problem with the ad because I am all about doing ads in the most creative way possible where you make it fun, you make it personalized to you, to yourself, or as the couple, and you get attention for the company that's paying you. Three things right there present in Crystal and Chris's Instagram ad. Is it cringy? Sure. Did it get our attention and work for the brand? Yes. Was it true to them as a couple? Yes. They are like that. They are that, like, all they put all their junk out there, you know? They air their relationship out there. And they don't present themselves as like this innocent couple. They present themselves as like a sexy couple. So manscaping is sort of on brand. The only thing that really, okay, there are two things that made me cringe, and I'm not saying they should have done it, but you know, if we're talking about the cringeworthiness of the ad, then the fact that they said babe and baby like 8 times was like, okay, can we refer to each other by another pet name? Give it some variety. Maybe each other's names, but babe, baby, babe, baby, babe, babe. That was a little bit much. And then Crystal getting like the shot of Crystal in Chris's crotch doing the manscaping herself was like, oh my God. But here I am saying, oh my God, but like, I don't have a real problem with it. It's them. I couldn't do it. I couldn't pull it off. Wouldn't want to do it. Jared would never let me do this.
Yeah, I could never see Jared letting you do this.
No.
You know, here's my thoughts. I think it's creative. I think it's funny. I think it was one of the better like commercial ads that we've seen really anybody do, because typically I scroll right through and I had to stop and watch the whole thing just based on pure interest and what the heck was happening. I would agree with you. My biggest critique, and it's one that I'll stand on, I had to stop watching it because of the babe, baby, baby, babes.
Yeah.
We got to get better at that. You know, if we're criticizing that, we've got to get better at the content and the writing. But the video itself, really, really catchy. So
well produced.
I'll give Crystal and Chris an A on that ad.
A I would for say it's an effort, A for content, A yeah, for...
just the writing. Struggling with the writing.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the writing.
They grabbed the audience's attention, that's for sure.
I'm done talking about Chris's balls. I've talked about him way too long already.
Okay.
here's one that is personal to me. This weekend, we celebrate Blake Hortzman's 30th birthday in Denver, Colorado. We did it at Chase McNary's club or bar called Revel Social in Denver. It was a really good evening. Jessica and I were able to stop by and be there for about 45 minutes before the crowds got wild. Here's Ashley, I got to talk to you about this. Mm-hmm. So here's the scenario, right? I have sweet little Jess with me. And I'm telling you, Jessica is just a tremendous person, but the attention from the fans, she just doesn't get. And she definitely doesn't get it when it revolves around me. She's just so confused all the time because, you know, she now knows me just as her boyfriend. And so when like people start screaming or yelling or whatever, she just gets thrown off. So This is what happens. We went to dinner with my parents here in Denver at a great restaurant down south, and come back up. And on the way home, way up to the house, I have my parents drop Jess and I off at the bar to see Blake and celebrate his 30th birthday with him. Mm-hmm. Well, the bar is set up where, and Revel's a great, great bar downtown Denver now, and Chase has done a great job of setting it up. But you walk in through a side door, and there's this kind of roped off area for any VIP guests. Okay. And Jess and I just happened to be the first two VIP guests there. We showed up before everybody else. So you know what happens is we walk into this packed bar, all waiting for, you know, these Bachelor contestants show up. There was David Ruiz there and Wills is there.
I mean, there were so many guys in that picture.
So many.
I was like, what is this, a Bachelor reunion?
It was. Jason Tardik was there. I mean, there was a lot of guys there. So Jess and I walk in first. Fans start going crazy. And then it's just Jess and I standing in this roped off area that's probably 50 square foot big, like pretty big for two people, while there's fans 10 feet from us just staring.
Oh,
and Jessica
no.
goes, I don't want to be here anymore. Yeah. I said, I don't want to be here either. And we just walked right back to the kitchen. We stood in Revel's kitchen for 45 minutes, probably no. until Blake and the team got there. It was so awkward. It felt like, I mean, especially for Jess, like eyes were just on you. It was
yeah,
weird.
Like a zoo animal.
It's too much.
Yeah,
anyways,
it's weird.
But anyway, we celebrated Blake Hortzman's 30th birthday. He's a great dude, good friend, and it was a great time. But there's a topic that was brought up even that evening that I want to discuss on the podcast with you. It feels like Bachelor Nation is in complete support, but also putting a ton of pressure on the Hannah G and Blake situation in Paradise. And to me, I have two thoughts, and I'll start this one with my thoughts. One, it's unfair to the couple. It's unfair to the other people there. And it's unfair to the love story that could exist for Hannah G and some other guy, or Blake and some other girl, or maybe even still for themselves. Like maybe they do get together. I don't like it. As a friend of Blake's, I feel like it is too much pressure. And after meeting Hannah G the first time, I'm such a fan of her that I don't want her to go into Paradise with any pressure or feelings other than, hey, I'm here to maybe meet my match. What do you think?
I just completely agree with you. Knowing both of them a very tiny bit, but like, no, you know, interacting with both of them in real life, it's not like I'd be like, oh my God, you would be the perfect match with Blake. Like, nothing about their personalities like screams they're destined to be together for me. I think people just love the fact that she was such a front runner on her season and got screwed over, and that he was the same in his season. And people just want to see those two big powerhouses come together. But I'm not saying they're not compatible. I'm not saying there's something like amazing that I see between them either.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're spot on. Like, why are we going to force? The coolest thing about Paradise to me has always been that there's these random couples that we never would have guessed existed. Or mm-hmm. I put Tanner and Jade at the top of that. Jade was like fought for and sought after. And Tanner was this like kind of goofy, funny, great dude that we all loved from Caitlyn's season, and then yeah. they go down there, and I would say Jay gave Tanner a chance, and then they fall in love, and now look at him. And I'm thinking, why put pressure on those situations? Let Paradise be what it is.
Yeah, I agree. Super agree. So, but I have to say, I had a dream about Hannah G. I regard her this highly, you guys. I had a dream of her last night.
Oh, wow.
It was a concert that ABC had on their, you know, their channel. And it was like Billboard Music Awards or something, but Billboard is not on ABC. And she was part of a collaborative performance. It was her, Celine Dion, J-Lo, Beyonce, like Taylor Swift and Carrie Underwood. Like, yeah, I apparently think that Hannah G is that great that she's amongst those women.
She is. Yeah. She is that great. Here's a story, Ashley, that almost feels as great. Headlines happened, I think it was last week. I'm on a chat thread with a bunch of people, former bachelors, and this was the topic that was brought up. Nick Vile admits that he's hooked up with a guy,
yeah.
And in quotes, he says it moved. Now, I'm assuming I know what he's talking about when he says it moved.
Yeah.
Ashley, are you surprised? What is the context here?
Let's get
I don't know
context.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what's happening. I was shocked when I read it. I haven't read the story yet, but what was moving and why was it moving and what was happening in this situation, Ashley?
He was acting. I think it was for a short film, something independent, and he had to kiss a guy for his role. Apparently, he's just saying that
he didn't hate it.
He didn't hate it. There you go.
You didn't hate it. Hey, good for Nick for admitting it. Good for Nick for doing it. No problem there. But it was a topic. And wow, I'm telling you, if you wanted to get clicks, that's something that we all stop and go, surprising. Good for Nick. And Nick would be the guy that would do it. He's just an open guy that would discuss anything. I mean, look at his Instagram. He's answering all these questions in brilliant ways all the time. So anyways, check out Nick's new short film. The headlines aren't what they point to. He did kiss a guy. It was for acting. But either way, good for Nick. Next topic in the Bachelor world. The Bachelorette reunion special is happening because The Bachelorette is premiering May 13th and May 6th. There is a reunion show that I've got to check out. I mean, these Bachelorettes, when I look at the picture of all the Bachelorettes in history,
so dominant.
I mean, these are some classy, amazing women.
Yeah.
Ashley, what do you know about it and what's going to happen?
I don't know anything about it, Ben.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. We're all going to be surprised.
All going to be a surprise, but I will say that those pictures of all them together are quite dominant. Like, those are some powerful ladies that have looks, personality, and brains, all of them. It's pretty cool.
I mean, leading ladies, amazing women. It just shows. And you know what? I've said this. Ashley changed my mind on this. I believe that Hannah B. not only will be standing in that group, obviously, she's a bachelorette, but she will be a force to be reckoned with in Bachelor Nation. I think she's going to go down as one of the favorites just based on even some of the clips. I think she's going to be raw. I don't think she prepared for this. I think she's very unprepared to be the bachelorette. And I think we're going to get a very authentic, genuine bachelorette season because she's so unprepared. And I'm so stoked to watch.
I don't know that we ever talked about that Cinderella-esque promo. Like, how amazing was that? Not the best promo they've ever put out there.
So good.
It was like a Taylor Swift music video plus the most amazing chick flick rom-com of all time. I mean, the transformation from prom queen to like this kick-ass bitch. No, okay, take that out.
No, add that. Okay. Kick it. Take that.
You know what I meant.
Am like, I shocked? Like no, I know.
Like
it's
a Wonder
good.
Woman.
Wonder Woman. That's yeah. it. Am I wrong? Maybe I'm crazy here. When I watched that promo, I thought it was Beauty and the Beast-esque because Hannah Beast. Yeah. I thought like that felt like very like transformational. Was I wrong?
So transformational. So awesome. I don't know. It was so good. The music behind it. The lyrics.
It's going to be a really, really good season, and I'm so pumped to watch it. Anyways, The Bachelorette reunion special premieres May 6th, with The Bachelorette premiering May 13th. We're back in Bachelor Nation, and we're coming in strong. Hey, two stories I want to talk to you about, Ash.
Yeah, we forgot one other headline. Clay and Angela officially broke up.
I wondered. I was with them this weekend. I want to ask. I wondered, and
You're
I was looking
Clay?
At the... Huh?
You're with Clay?
I was. He came out for the birthday party, and I didn't want to ask because I really enjoyed that couple. I thought they were great together. I know we had her on the podcast, and she was so into him at the time. Something obviously happened. I'm glad we can finally break that news because I looked at their Instagrams, hadn't seen pictures being posted in a while. I was like, something's going on here.
Can we get juicy?
Yeah.
What if they bring them both to paradise?
Oh no. What if they will? 100% they will, right?
That would be so good for us viewers.
Oh my gosh. There's some storylines that are going to be existing in Paradise this year. You know, we got to look out. I wonder if any of JoJo's guys will be there.
Chase is really the only one I can think of that should be there.
Robbie's coming back. I know it.
Robbie's
we'll
not
again.
Coming back for the third Paradise.
You know what we need to do, Ashley?
What?
I think we need to call on somebody I haven't got to talk to in a while. And bring Amanda Stanton onto the podcast for an in-depth episode. You know, our special episodes that we do called In Depth, where we really dive deep into somebody's life.
I think we need to do that too.
I think we need to bring it with Amanda Stanton, talk about Paradise, what works in Paradise, what didn't work in Paradise. She just obviously got out of a relationship. We should hear about that and just kind of dig deep with Bachelor Nation's favorite mom, Amanda Stanton. Let's call her up and see if we can do that. What do you think?
Call her up right now?
No, on an in-depth episode.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Let's call her off air to see if she'll do an in-depth episode.
No, that would be a good one. I think it would be helpful for everybody. Hey, two storylines I want to touch on that shocked the world this week. One is Nicolas Cage is getting divorced after 4 days, and his the woman that he's now divorcing after 4 days, is asking for spousal support, which means she's asking for money after 4 days. Anybody out there listening, please write us at BenAndAshley@iHeartMedia.com. Is it right or wrong? Should he be paying spousal support? What is happening here? What is this situation and why have we gotten to this point? Ashley, any context? Any comments?
Didn't know this story existed. I'm mind boggled. I thought he was still married to his other wife, but what? Oh, it was a Vegas. It was a during a wild night in Vegas.
Still, Nicolas Cage, divorce after 4 days. I want to hear your thoughts. Please read the articles. You can Google Nicolas Cage. Not a lot else is happening in his life. And read and then get back to us at BenAndAshley@iHeartMedia.com. The next story before we close out, we've had a couple big updates why the podcast has existed today and why we've been recording it in Ashley's life with the dog. Yeah. And before we start talking about this dog story, let's touch on one that shocked the world that came out on April 18th. This one is one that brought tears to my eyes. A dog was found off the coast of Thailand, 135 miles out. A puppy had been swimming for who knows how long and was found by an oil rig. You can Google the article, oil rig worker rescues a dog. It's an amazing story of a puppy, 135 miles off the coast of Thailand.
No.
Dogs can do amazing things.
I wonder if the dog jumped off a boat or something.
Who knows? Who knows? We should ask the dog. He would tell us. Hey, please catch all of our listeners up because I'm sure we've been getting emails already about what has happened with you and Jared's foster dog.
Okay, so Jared took the dog to a no-kill shelter, which there's some news for you guys. I thought no-kill shelters actually meant zero kill. It actually means 90% not kill. Just know this for the future. They keep all dogs alive that they feel like have a good chance of being adopted and living a full life. So we dropped it off in a no-kill shelter. It's at 1136 West Pego Boulevard. Its name is Chaco. So if you go there looking for Chaco, the 12-year-old chocolate lab and German Shepherd mix, that's the one that Jared and I have brought there. He's going to be up for adoption officially on the 30th of April. But if you guys heard it here on the Almost Famous podcast or on our social media, they are open to accepting those interested before the 30th. So that's my update for you guys.
We're trying to do the right thing. Ashley and Jared's story with their foster dog continues. Hey, our story on this podcast continues because of some amazing sponsors. Rothy's. Have you heard about this company making stylish shoes for women and girls out of recycled water bottles, Ashley? It is something super special. We talked about it last week, and I found out that not only are they making these super stylish, fashionable shoes, but you said they're insanely comfortable.
Oh, they're so comfortable. And when I see ladies out in Rothy's, I'm like, are those Rothy's? And they're like, yes, I'm obsessed with them. I go, I know, me too. And I sponsor them on my podcast. And I discovered them through that. And I think they're fantastic. So fantastic, in fact, that Meghan Markle wears Rothy's. This is their biggest claim to fame. They're stylish, sustainable, comfortable, washable. That means you can stick them in the washing machine. It's pretty amazing. They are the perfect flats for an on-the-go life. I stick them in my purse when I'm wearing heels so that I can change out of them really quickly if I'm going to go walk around afterward or drive, because not all heels are great for driving. Rothy's are stylish and versatile. They come in a wide range of colors and patterns, and they're available in 4 different silhouettes. They're constantly launching new styles, so you're guaranteed to love something on the site. They have playful designs that add pops of color to every outfit while still looking polished and professional, and they also have solid colors as well. Since Rothy's are seamlessly crafted from recyclable water bottles, they're ultra comfortable. As soon as you slip them on, you're going to be like, wow, I have never felt a flat like this before. There is zero break-in time with these shoes. That's awesome, because a lot of flats, you have to go through that heel cutting phase, not with Rothy's. Right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for our listeners. Go to rothys.com, that is rothys.com, and enter the code FAMOUS to get free shipping with no minimum. Go to rothys.com, enter the code FAMOUS, and get your new favorite flats with free shipping. Once you try on these shoes, the comfortable, stylish, sustainable shoes, you're never going to want to wear any other flat again. So head to rothys.com and claim this offer with the code famous.
Jared and I are barely going to the grocery store anymore because we have been using this amazing company called Thrive Market. Thrive Market is an online marketplace on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. They offer the highest quality, healthy, and sustainable products available for every budget, lifestyle, and geography. It's kind of like Whole Foods, but online and like half the price. It's mind-boggling. You can shop for thousands of best-selling organic food and natural products at 25 to 50% below traditional retail prices. Shopping at Thrive Market means supporting a select group of brands that make the world a better place. You're going to make the world a better place by shopping at Thrive Market because they only sell non-GMO food, snacks, vitamins, supplements, personal care products, eco-friendly cleaning supplies, even beauty products. We have been getting all the non-toxic cleaning supplies from Thrive Market, and when we clean, it smells a lot less chemically in our house, which is really, really nice. Plus, it's all shipped straight to your door. Some of my favorite things from Thrive Market are their amazing pasta sauces. They have a whole bunch of different varieties of pastas that taste like, you know, regular pasta, but they're really like gluten-free, or they're made from beans or something like that. It's really cool, and you're going to be super satisfied. Here is the offer that we have for you. You can get 25% off your first order plus a 30-day trial. Just keep in mind that Thrive Market's prices are already 25 to 50% off. And now they're giving you an extra 25% off your first order plus a free 30-day trial. Trust me, you do not want to miss this offer. You're going to be fed so well. Get so many cleaning supplies for your house that's good for you to breathe in and stuff, and a lot of really cool beauty products that are totally natural. Just go to thrivemarket.com/almostfamous. Again, that is thrivemarket.com/almostfamous.
In life, there's a few things that really make me angry, and one of them is not being understood. This is this week's Ben Bitches segment. There's moments in life that I am not understood, and I don't get why. It happened in high school for the first time. I became addicted to Dr. Pimple Popper.
Oh, I love it too.
I love Dr. Pimple Popper. Why? Because it's satisfying. It's engaging. And every bump has something new behind it. If it's if it's juicy, if it's a solid, if it's something so surprising, it gets me jacked. And my friends and family look at me with a frown on my face. It doesn't feel like anybody else wants to participate in the majesty that is something being relieved by the pinch of two fingers or by the slice of a scalpel. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't get why people look at me in confusion. And in this Ben Bitches segment, I'm asking for everybody to understand that I have an addiction and I'm happy about it. And I don't want to change. I don't want to stop. I feel satisfied when I feel fine. Well, that was going to rhyme. Let me do that one more time. I have an addiction and I don't want to stop. I feel satisfied when that little pimple pops.
Oh my God. Did you memorize that?
I just started talking. I realized it was going to rhyme. And so I just got super jacked about it. And I wanted to sing nicely.
And Ashley, then you got so excited that you stumbled over it.
I stumbled over it because I was so thrilled. Ashley, tell me your thoughts. Why is it that people don't understand that we all have pimples? We all have those blemishes and those issues. And I was backstage at Caitlin Bristow's live podcast last week, and I was standing next to Colton and Blake, and one of my buddies texted me this new video of this cyst being relieved. And I showed Chase and Colton, and they both were so grossed out that I felt now like an outsider, and I don't like to feel like an outsider.
Jared. Jared doesn't like Dr. Pimple Popper either, so he's on their team. But Ben, there is an audience for Dr. Pimple Popper, and I am a part of that audience. There's a show for a reason, because some of us out there, maybe it's not the majority, but they don't need the majority on TLC. They just need an audience of like maybe a million, and the million of us are satisfied by watching these pimples and cysts, mostly cysts and abscesses, get relieved, as you said. Relieved is the perfect way. It is satisfying, because you're like, and now something is healed. These people are better. And just truly almost an instant.
It's the most amazing thing. So with that, start accepting me. Start accepting people of my kind.
Oh my God.
We like to see others happy. And I like to think that watching that pimple be pop makes me a better person. Hey, this podcast was terrific. We want to give a few shout outs and thank yous to everybody that participated. First and foremost, Charlene Joint, thank you for coming on the podcast and talking to us about all things Bachelor in your life. Make sure you check out Charlene at allthepretypandas.com. In addition to Charlene, let's run through these. ZipRecruiter. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Ben.
And OpenFit, get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit where you can lose 15 pounds in 30 days when you text Almost Famous to 303030. Go to Rothy's.com and enter Famous to get your new favorite flats and free shipping.
And finally, Thrive Market. Get 25% off your first order and a 30-day trial when you go to thrivemarket.com/almostfamous. Hey, once again, May 6th, Bachelorette Reunion Special. It's going to be fantastic. Ashley, who are you most looking forward to seeing on the Bachelorette Reunion Special?
Caitlin.
I am a massive fan of Trista Sutter. We're going to watch it out, check them out, and catch up on their lives. Also, the Bachelorette premieres May 13th only on ABC. With that, I've been Ben.
And I've been Ashley. Toodaloo.
Well, that was great.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.